What if the monsters from our childhood nightmares weren't just figments of our imagination, but beings from another realm watching us from the shadows? In the small town of Willow Springs, Callie Peterson has built a quiet life as an environmental scientist, devoting herself to conservation work at the local Wildlife Rehabilitation Center. At 29, her passion for Luna moths and innovative mushroom-based treatments has become her sanctuary after childhood trauma, the loss of her mother and sister in a car accident that left her with only a mysterious V-shaped scar and memories of encountering what she believed was a fairy with butterfly wings. The locals view her with suspicion for enforcing hunting regulations, leaving her isolated, except for Cliff, the game warden harboring unrequited feelings, and her colleague Cecilia. When the Lepidoptera Migratory Society rejects her application to track monarch butterflies in Mexico, suggesting she might abandon science to start a family, Callie doubles down on her local conservation work. Her routine shatters when she encounters a beautiful red fox with extraordinary golden eyes and sparkling fur that seems eerily familiar, leading her to befriend Earl, an elderly gas station attendant with surprising botanical knowledge. During their mushroom foraging expeditions, Earl's warnings about certain specimens grow increasingly ominous. When they discover a perfect ring of destroying angel mushrooms, Earl becomes visibly distressed, mentioning they form fairy rings that some believe are portals to other worlds. Despite his warnings, Callie's scientific curiosity remains undeterred, setting her on a path that will challenge everything she believes about reality. One evening, while retrieving her Leica microscope from the forest, Callie, in heels and a black dress, notices phosphorescent Luna moths leading her deeper into the woods. The golden fox reappears, circling frantically as if trying to block her path. Ignoring the fox's warnings, Callie follows the moths to a clearing where insects dance in impossible patterns around glowing, destroying angel mushrooms. Overcome by curiosity, she steps into the circle. The ground dissolves, and she falls through darkness into a similar yet different clearing. Trees twist impossibly with bark like polished metal, and the air tastes of copper and magic. She encounters armored men led by Prince Mendax of the Unseelie Court, a towering figure with smoke-like wings that move with strange sentience. The prince mistakes her for an assassin and orders her execution. As she bleeds out, she hears whispers about smoke slayers and ancient prophecies, realizing science cannot explain her situation. Prince Mendax, a feared smoke slayer of the Unseelie Court, possesses wings of sentient darkness that move with their own consciousness. Known for his cruelty and emotional detachment, he finds pleasure only in causing suffering, until Callie arrives. Inexplicably drawn to her, Mendax keeps Callie prisoner despite failing to kill her repeatedly. His fascination evolves into possessiveness, hiding a growing obsession. He even wears her extracted wisdom tooth as a talisman. Mendax navigates treacherous court politics, while his mother threatens to bond him to someone of her choosing if he doesn't claim the throne soon. She suggests he bond with Callie and kill her before the ceremony, revealing the cold calculus of Fae politics. What makes Mendax compelling is the conflict Callie awakens in him. When another Fae helps Callie at court, Mendax murders him instantly, declaring he was touching you, marking the beginning of his transformation from villain to someone discovering unfamiliar feelings. The Fae Court forces Callie to undergo 3 trials to prove her worth or die, revealing her resourcefulness and complex connection with Mendax. In her first trial against nocturnized bat-like monsters that hunt via echolocation, Callie applies scientific principles. Inspired by Luna Moth's acoustic camouflage, she creates silk strips to confuse the creature's senses and stabs them beneath their wings, earning grudging respect. The second trial tests her poison knowledge in a snake-filled cave. She methodically identifies toxins and antidotes, cleverly using a snake's venom for its sedative properties to counter oleander poison's cardiac effects. These trials showcase how Callie's analytical thinking becomes her weapon against the magic-dependent Fae. Her victories frustrate the court, especially Queen Saracen, who grows determined to eliminate her. The trials also expose Mendax's inner conflict. When she collapses after the second trial, he catches her with unexpected tenderness, whispering that he cannot lose her, contradicting his public facade of ruthlessness. Callie and Mendax's relationship evolves into a dance of attraction and resistance. Though he embodies what she should fear, she finds herself drawn to his darkness and rare moments of tenderness. Their physical encounters reveal complexity, his smoke-like wing shifting between solid and ethereal. When she touches where smoke joins his shoulder blades, he shivers, revealing vulnerability beneath his imposing exterior. Their connection forces both to question themselves. Callie struggles with desiring someone who hurt her, while Mendax confronts unfamiliar feelings that challenge his emotional detachment. When Seelie princes attempt to return Callie to the human realm, Mendax violently kills one and demands his mother bond them immediately, a forced bond representing both imprisonment and protection. Despite cycles of connection followed by betrayal, neither can sever their growing bond, raising the question, can beauty emerge from darkness, or are some souls beyond redemption? The final trial presents Callie with two doors, one to freedom, one to a monster. When she opens Mendax's suggested right door, a dinosaur-like beast charges out. Mendax suddenly appears, wings spread wide, shielding her from the creature. In this apparent sacrifice, Callie makes her choice. She stabs her iron blade beneath his wing into what she believes is his fatal weakness. As he falls, she reveals Queen Saracen sent her to kill him. Despite his wound, Mendax begs her not to leave. "You're still the villain, Malum," she says, before walking away. His command to return has no effect on her. This reveals three truths. Callie Peterson isn't her true name, explaining her immunity to his magic. She's been Queen Saracen's agent all along, and Mendax has shown her false weakness points, ensuring his survival. Callie awakens in a hospital bed, identifying as Callie Peterson, proud environmentalist and biological technician. A doctor revealed she's been unconscious for 3 weeks, raising a profound question. Was the Fae realm merely a hallucination, or is this apparent reality another deception? Outside a cottage, someone chops wood, watching blood drip from a suspended goose. They mourn multiple losses: Sister Winter's death during the last blood moon, a mother lost in childbirth, and a grief-consumed father. They blame the enchanted forest, believing it's malevolently conscious. When villagers report another dry well, this person confronts the consequences of an ancient curse. Despite claiming innocence, they're surrounded by the desperate crowd, knowing there's no happy ending ahead. As boundaries between realms dissolve, we wonder, how does it feel to discover your identity might be a lie? When the veil between worlds thins, who are we really? The person we believe ourselves to be? Or something more ancient we've forgotten?